What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen?
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Hey, isn't it Team 49 Tuesday? We doing that? We got some tickets to give away for Jazz, so stay tuned. We'll give away some Jazz, I think Lakers tickets for next week. Whoa!
Ooh.
Settle down. So stay tuned. We'll give those tickets away in just a little bit. What are the odds? Goes like this. Scott, I give you a scenario. You give me a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. Brought to you by the folks at RGS Exteriors. Give your home a new look this year and get Tim Brown and his team working for you. Stucco, brick, vinyl, James Hardy siding, whatever you need. RGS Exteriors, 801-280-3110. RGS Exteriors. Scott, what are the odds that the Jazz, with 7 games left, are able to run down that 10th spot in the playoff play-in? They're 2 back from the 10 from that 10th spot with 7 games left, with a pretty tough draw in front of them. So what are the odds they actually do make a play-in game? It'd be just like this freaking team to do it too, right?
I'm going to say that the odds are the NFL has allowed the number 0 to be worn. So I'm going to say whoever is number 0 going forward in the NFL. Calvin Ridley, 0.
Oh, yeah, because he just because he can be 0 now. Yeah, Ridley's the first one to do it.
Calvin Ridley, 0% chance the Jazz are going to make the play.
There you go.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm going to give it a Jim McMahon 9%.
Yeah.
Because I could see him still fighting at it.
I can see him fighting. They just play too many good teams. They got to win probably 5 of the last 7.
All right.
Can we do the last one, though? I want to do
one. What are the odds that the Utes beat USC for the third straight year?
Mexican soccer player, 100% that Utah is going to beat USC. They own USC.
I told you, my kid plays lacrosse, and they were playing some team from Park City the other day, and they had like 6 guys who were wearing 107, 104. Yeah. I was like, I like that. So let's go. I'm going to go with a Park City junior lacrosse 106% chance, just to pile on Lincoln Riley.
Right. I love it.
I mean, that's not living in reality, but if I was going to get my real pick,
my reality,
it'd probably be like I don't know.
Hey, our show is opinion, okay? That's my opinion. My opinion is,
I'm going to give it a,
you stink, and I don't like you.
Carl Mecklenburg, 77% chance. I'll go a little bit less than 100. All right. Let's take
such
the break.
A panderer.
I know. No, I'm just trying to be real, man. You can't give it a 100% chance.
I can't too.
You're a panderer. You're giving a 100% chance that the Utes are going to beat USC down at the Coliseum, a place they've only won one time.
But they have won one, and the quarterback that won the one is still there.
He's still there,
and so is the coach.
Yeah. He also lost one there, didn't he?
No.
Oh no. I guess he played at home.
Yeah.
For the other ones. All right.